you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. This is David Leeds. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and want a lifestyle you have been dreaming of, let Eileen and I share with you how Relive has changed the lives of many people. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. and hear testimonies of people that have found Relive to be the answer. For more information, we are available at 1-888-871-8734.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
That's good news for some of us. You already got what you needed today. But we are in the process of becoming more and more like Jesus every day. And because of that, there's an anointing on each and every one of our lives. God places an anointing on our lives, and that anointing that He puts in our lives, He mixes and He compounds it together. It's the art of the apothecary. It's the chemist. It's the perfumist that makes your life into a beautiful fragrance. It makes your life into something better than it ever could be on your own. And that's what our Father God does. He compounds that. Exodus chapter 30, verse 25 was our text last week. It says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, take the following fine spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh." The first ingredient was myrrh. One of the things that we learned about myrrh last week is that myrrh is very bitter. Everybody say bitter. It's very bitter by itself. You can't just take myrrh by itself. It's a bitter taste, a bitter fragrance. And it represents the bitter circumstances of our life. How many know that we go through some bitter times in our life? Everything in your life is either going to make you bitter or make you better. But it won't leave you the same. Come on. Every circumstance, everything you have to face, every trial, every wilderness experience, every mountaintop, every valley, everything that we encounter, the storms of life, they will affect you in one way or the other. They will change who you are. They will change your perspective on life. And they'll either make you bitter or they make you better, but you'll never be the same. You'll become one of the two. And that's what happens in life. In those bitter circumstances of our life, if we'll allow God to do that, He'll compound and He'll blend those things in our life so that they'll be used for our good. Come on, how many know God takes the bad things in life and turns them out for our good? Now, what it tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Amen. Remember last week, Moses, after the Red Sea, they went 3 days into the desert and they found no water. And when they couldn't find no water for 3 days, they came to a place called Marah. And the water there at Marah was bitter. It had a bitter taste to it. And the Lord said, Moses, go over there and get this tree, take the tree, throw it in the water. And that's what Moses did. And when he did, the water went from bitter to becoming sweet. Come on. I mean, there's a tree in the New Testament application of this. As we talked about the Old Testament being a picture or a foreshadowing of the things to come in the New Testament. The New Testament picture of this is that God took the tree of the cross and he put it in the middle of our life. And because of the cross, the bitter circumstances of life become better. Come on, it was done once and for all, wasn't it? Amen. So we learn that we can always go to the cross in the middle of whatever is going on, in the middle of whatever, who said what and whoever did what, or how bad it looks, or the bank's calling, or the bills are piling up. Whatever's going on, the bitter circumstances of life, you can go to the cross and God can make it better. Come on, that's a nice place to go. Amen. The text goes on to say half as much as that is 250 shekels of fragrant cinnamon. Last week we learned that one of the characteristics of cinnamon is that cinnamon is very sweet, but by itself, it's very strong. It's so sweet that the strength of the cinnamon can knock you out. It's almost pungent. It's so sweet. But we learned that that strong, sweet ingredient compounded with a bitter ingredient together makes a very beautiful fragrance. Compounded together. And we learned how we have to let the Holy Ghost compound the ingredients in us so that we can become a beautiful fragrance for the Lord. I mean, God wants to turn your life into a beautiful fragrance. Well, you know, when we worship God on Sunday morning, and we lift our hands up and we sing praises to the Lord, how many know that's a fragrance unto the Lord? That God is sitting up there on His throne. I just love that about God. Just inhaling the worship of the saints. Because it's a beautiful fragrance. Because that signifies that what's gone on in our life, all the bad, all the good, all the failures, all the successes of life, we've come to a place where we can stand in His presence and give Him all the glory for all of it. And it becomes a beautiful fragrance unto the Lord. Amen. Then He said, take 250 shekels of fragrant cane. I told you last week, cane can grow in an unstable environment. Cane grows in the mud. It grows in manure. It's very smelly. It stinks. And I made this statement to you last week. Not everybody that dumps on you is your enemy, and not everybody that pulls you out of the dump is your friend. Actually, we use the word poop. Amen. Come on, sometimes people, when they dump on you, it's fertilizer for your life. Come on, amen. Paul said, I count all my successes and all my failures as dung. I count it all as dung. In other words, everything that he has done and everything that he has been through, he counts it all as fertilizer for the dream that God's put on the inside of his life. Isn't that a beautiful perspective to have on life? It's fertilizer for the seed of the promise that God's put on the inside of each and every one of our hearts. That one day, that promise can come and mature in our lives, and we can begin to walk in the destinies and the purposes that God has for our lives. Come on, amen. So the next time somebody dumps on you, just say, thank you for fertilizing my dream. They cut you off in traffic, say, praise God. Thanks, buddy, you fertilized my dream. Yeah, you say, what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm telling you the truth. I mean, that's really not what we want to do, though, is it? We want to hang out in the window and forget who we are in Christ. Who do you think you are, driving like a fool? That's when we all become the cop. Boy, if I had a badge. But it's different when you're the one that cut them off. Well, I'm in a hurry. Oh, Jesus. We ain't even getting into them. Y'all getting quiet already. Verse 24, he said, 500 shekels of cassia, all according to the sanctuary shekel. The unique characteristic about cassia that we talked about last week is that it clings. It has the ability to cling on to. It's a plant that grows and clings. And I said it's one thing for the God of the universe to never let go of me when I'm going through the bad times in my life, but it's another thing for me to never let go of God when I'm in the middle of my frustration. And that's when most people get up, when they get frustrated. Can't do it no more. I can't take it anymore. I mean, you're only going to grow to the pain, to the threshold of your pain. That's where you stop growing, to the threshold of your pain. Come on, amen. A lot of times in the middle of the compounding that's taking place in our lives, we'll give up on the middle, we'll give up on the promise, or we'll give up on what God said, and we'll just settle for the thing that's in front of us. We'll say, well, this must be all there is to my life. This must be all that God's ever going to do. And so many years have gone by, this is it. And we begin to settle. I mean, we got to cling to the promise of God. If you're going to see the promise of God manifest in your life, amen. You got to cling to the promise when it looks like there is no promise. I mean, sometimes it looks like the promise is gone. Sometimes it looks like the promise ain't there no more. That's when you've got to cling. Somebody say, I got to cling. The last ingredient is a hin of olive oil. The last ingredient was olive oil. Olive oil has a superior penetrating ability. Olive oil is stable. Olive oil resists the urge to get rancid. Doesn't rot. It keeps things fresh. Amen. And it has excellent lubricating qualities. There's a lot of cool things about olive oil. Olive oil is nourishing. Olive oil is calming to the skin. And olive oil is believed to have some cell regenerating properties and capabilities. People swear by olive oil. Olive oil was the ingredient that became the base or the foundation of the apothecary to work with. Olive oil was the base ingredient that he mixed all the other ingredients in. I mean, that represents the Holy Ghost today, the oil of the Holy Ghost in your life. It's the base ingredient of what God wants to compound in our lives. Amen? I mean, anybody ever eat at Carrabba's? Oh, I love Carrabba's. You know what they do at Carrabba's? They bring this little plate over there, and they sit it down, and there's like this big old green pile of stuff in the middle of the plate. It looks disgusting. I'm thinking, ooh, and it stinks. And then they take this little bottle of olive oil in it, and they dump olive oil in there, and they take a fork, and they mix it all up, and then all of a sudden what was stinky and ugly turns into something beautiful, and when you dip your bread in it and you bite it, it's like biting into heaven. You don't even want to order that steak or that pasta no more. You're like, I'm just happy with the bread. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah, we all, forget that ham, we're going to Carrabba's today. Woo, Jesus. How many know the Lord takes the oil of the Holy Ghost and he mixes it with all the ingredients of our life and he blends it and out comes this beautiful anointing oil that's on our life. It's made for the master's use. God fashions us and shapes us into what he wants to make out of us and use us for. Isn't that beautiful how God does that with our lives? If we'll just let him compound us. See, the tendency is not to let God get in there and do anything. You know, a lot of us get saved. A lot of times we get saved and we're, well, I'm saved. That's how there is to it. I'm on my way to heaven. But we don't never want to change anything about ourselves. Well, this is how I am. This is how I'll always be. And God understands me and God knows how I am. Praise the Lord. If you don't like it, praise the Lord anyway. You ain't going to go nowhere in the body of Christ. All them dreams on the inside of your heart ain't going, nothing's going to come out of them. Because you've got to move into a position of your life where you allow God to begin to compound you and mold you and make you into that beautiful thing that he wants to make you into. And really that means you've got to let go of your will and let his will take over. Come on, amen? All right, that's a recap of last week. We're going to pick up in verse 25. That was a recap for those of y'all that weren't here last week. Verse 25, Exodus chapter 30, I think that's what I said, wasn't it?
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce.
Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Exodus chapter 30, verse 25. And you shall make from these a holy anointing oil, an ointment compounded according to the art of the perfumer. The King James says, according to the art of the apothecary. It shall be a holy anointing oil. With it you shall anoint the tabernacle of meeting. Somebody say the tabernacle of meeting. And the ark of the testimony. And then he goes through all the furniture, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, the laver and its base. You shall consecrate them that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them that they may minister to me as priests. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. It shall not be poured on man's flesh, nor shall you make any other like it according to its composition. It is holy, and it shall be holy to you. Whoever compounds any like it, or whoever puts any of it on an outsider, shall be cut off from his people. Somebody say, compounded. I mean, understand, this is an art. It's an art. God is an artist. He's not randomly just taking the circumstances of your life and beating you over the head with a book. Do this, don't do this, do this. That's not what he does. God is an artist. You are a work of art. You are one of a kind. You are, there's nobody like you. There'll never be nobody like you. You're the only you there ever will be. God is an artist. You're a work of art. You're a priceless piece of art that God has created. You are beautiful to him. You are his prize. Come on, somebody. God put effort into making you. Some of us, sometimes we need to understand that, because we get to the place in our life where we just feel like we ain't no good, or we ain't measuring up to what we ought to be, or we can do better and we ain't doing good enough. Listen, that is a lie from the pit of hell. You are a work of art. God knew you before he formed you. He made a plan and a purpose for your life before he started compounding your life, before he formed you in the womb of your mother. Oh, come on, somebody needs a shout this morning. Amen? Oh, Jesus. There is an art and a skill of knowing how to compound the situations of our lives and recognize that God is up to something bigger than we could ever imagine, something bigger than what's just in front of us, something bigger than what we just see day in and day out, the routines of our life, that God behind the scenes is up to something big in you. Jesus. You know, a lot of times when young men and young women, they begin to step into the call of God that's on their life, God's wanting to build off of their talent, or God's wanting to build off of the gifting that he's actually created in them in their physical ability. But a lot of times, you know, younger people come in and they never really become effective leaders until they become more mature. You know, they gotta go through some stuff. Isn't that right? We have some things happen in the younger years of our life. But what we forget is that much of what is going on in my life today is really preparing me for what God has prepared for me. See, the stuff that I struggle and the stuff that I live through and the stuff that I have to deal with and the situations that come across my life is really just preparation for what God has prepared for me. Because I mean, there's a destiny for my life and there's a destiny for your life. You're not aimlessly going through life. There's purpose. Come on, somebody. God is preparing you for what he has prepared for you. We need to understand that this morning. Otherwise, life ain't worth living. That's borderline becoming an atheist or a Gnostic. God is preparing us constantly. Every situation of our life is part of the preparation process. Spurgeon said this. He said, if I knew that I only had 25 years of ministry, I'd spend 20 years getting ready for it. Because he recognized that the last 5 years of his life, he would have had more impact than the first 20. That's an amazing statement. But we know that's really true in hindsight, because how many know Jesus had 33 and a half years of life and he took 30 getting ready for it? Can you imagine if he had 50 years of life and he took 46 getting ready for the 50? Come on. Somebody help me. Amen. Some of y'all need to be encouraged today because you're thinking, if this is all there is to my life, if this is all there is to the call of God on my life, if this is all there is to the ministry that God has for me, then I don't want it. But the truth is, God is just preparing you today for the day of real impact of your life. And the sooner you embrace the circumstances of your life and the people that get on your nerves and the people that talk about you and you refuse to let them get you down and you love them anyway, the sooner you won't have real impact. Oh, somebody needs to help me more than that. Come on, amen. There's a compounding taking place. There's a compounding taking place. And it's the skill of the perfumer or the skill of the apothecary that has the ability to take all the events of your life and blend them together into what God wants you to be so that when you come to a place of your destiny, you come there with an anointing on your life. And because there's anointing on your life, you can occupy your destiny. You don't just show up, blow out, and blow out. I mean, there's a lot of people in ministry today showing up, blowing up, and blowing out. And they go from church to church to church to church with their giftings. Oh, Jesus. That anointing will enable you to break the yoke. Amen? It'll enable you to impact lives. It'll enable you to be used by God to deliver people and set people free, which is really what we ought to be doing. That's why some of the people you prayed for 5 years ago didn't get healed and they didn't get delivered. They didn't get set free. And you say, well, what happened? I guess I wasn't anointed. No. You were just in a place of being prepared for what God prepared for you. Go ahead and pray again. Keep believing. Keep praying. Keep standing. Keep walking. Don't void out God's word to be true. God's word is true. Stand on the word. Amen. Build another building. People get mad when I say that. Well, man, Pastor, you went through so much hell trying to build this building. Well, that's right. I learned a lot about it. I'm ready to do the next one. It'll be bigger. That's what I said. He's crazy. Oh, we're going to build more than one more. Amen. We're going to build a few. Oh, Jesus. This one fertilized the one that's coming. Thank you, bro. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? Watch this. When Joshua made entrance into the holy promise of God and he began to move in Canaan, the Lord told him this in Joshua chapter 3. He said, Joshua, I want you to watch the ark. And when it moves, I want you to move. Don't go nowhere. You watch the ark. You follow the ark. How many know that one of the things in the church that we really messed up is that we've let some people move when the ark didn't move? Because we're desperate for help. Can we be real with you this morning? Is that all right? Some folks are still in the compounding stage of their life. They're still in the compounding of the anointing that's coming together in our life, and we already got the anointing smeared on them that they ain't ready for. Come on. Amen. They should have never been smeared on them. They should have never been given that leadership role. They should have never been put in that position because God was still compounding things in their life. All they got is a little bit of myrrh operating and a little bit of cinnamon, but they ain't got the rest of the ingredient. That's why some people, man, they get in leadership and then they become very bitter. Very judgmental. They think they're anointed and nobody else is. Oh, Jesus. He said, watch the ark. Watch the ark. You don't move till the ark moves. But when the ark moves, then set out after the ark. When the ark moves, go after it. How many know that the ark represents the presence of the Lord? That's what, when we talk about the presence of the Lord in the New Testament, that's what the ark represented in the Old Testament. It housed the presence of the Lord. We in the body of Christ, we've been ready to release people in the body that shouldn't be released in ministry. We've put people in positions that shouldn't be put in positions because we get desperate for help. And so we have allowed people to do things in ministry, and they haven't been fully prepared to do the thing that they're doing. But because they were passionate, because they were called, because they were eager, because they had some gifts on the inside of them, we got all enthusiastic and we allowed them to move without the presence of the Lord. I mean, there's a price to pay for that sometimes. Oh, praise.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org. Thank you.